Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
There's been a big announcement in Sydney. You know how whenever musicals come to Australia, they go to Melbourne first. Not this time. This was the announcement as it happened yesterday.
And today, I'm very proud to announce that the Addams Family, Broadway's smash hit musical, will be coming to Sydney and will be premiering its Australian premiere in Sydney in March 2013, here at the Capitol Theatre.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Well, our Laura Bennett was there, who's filling in on nights at the moment. Laura, how are you going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, I mean, this is a big deal, isn't it?
I know. Are you excited?
Totally. Complete nerd for musical theatre. I love it.
As soon as I heard the music, I was very excited because they kind of preempted the announcement with the theme. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's the Addams Family.
Fun. I guess they'll have plenty of time to find some exciting Australian talent to play the roles.
Exactly. Well, I spoke to the American director and he was, like, really excited for that because he's, really looking forward to, you know, seeing our talent and stuff because I thought this was really cool. He said that he thought New York has, like, a depth of talent, but he said Australia's best are better than New York. So maybe he was just trying to be nice for us, but I think that was very cool.
Or maybe he's been watching Hugh Jackman lately.
Maybe he has.
That's quite a big call, isn't it?
How big a deal is this?
It's huge. It's massive because it's been really big in Broadway at the moment, and to be able to bring it over to Sydney is like a massive deal because on one hand you've got the whole tourism thing of it, like, that, you know, it's going to be huge in terms of Sydney's tourism, but it's massive to be able to bring an international act to Sydney and premiere it in Sydney.
Because
normally, as you said, like, everything goes to Melbourne, but to be able to have it as in Sydney is, like, it's massive, and the Capitol Theatre is so excited.
Do you think it would be a poor attitude of me to say, in your face, Melbourne?
Not at all. I think that's a brilliant attitude to have, Helen.
You know, you're nice and all, Melbourne, but...
Monday night, we're off to the movies. Soul Surfer, it's a Hope 103.2 advanced screening of the film. It's going to be great. We've been giving away tickets all week. One of my favourite moments, though, Cherie won some tickets and jumped on Facebook to say thank you and said, great, now to the shop for Jaffles to roll down the aisle. And then jumped back on 2 minutes later and went, I didn't actually mean Jaffles then because they're triangle and they don't roll. I think I'm going to get some Jaffers to roll down the aisle.
I love it. It's too late. We have organised for a whole bunch of toasty machines to be out there in the foyer, which we'll give hand out to you and you can roll to your heart's content. Yep. People can step in them and slip and trip.
And I'm sure Event Cinemas will get us back very soon.
Oh, yeah. happily.
Sponging the melted cheese off the carpet when we leave.
Oh, that's disgusting. It's worse than... I once sat in someone had spilled a drink on a seat and I sat in that seat.
At the movies?
Yeah.
Awful. No.
Anyway, what do?
The most ridiculous chapter in parenting suggestions so far, I think, is in the news today.
Yes. Yep.
Now, apparently, there are a couple of companies selling DNA tests to tell which sports your kids are going to be good at. So you can know which ones to enroll them in that they'll have the potential to be future champions of.
Lovely.
Never mind which ones they like.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, wow. I'd love to have had a test like that when I was at school.
Really?
No, not at all. Look, the best ever report I got for PE, which I think sums up my entire physical education care factor at high school, was I think it was year 8 or year 9, and the teacher wrote on my report, Aaron did what he had to do to pass. And you know what? That's the best report comment I've ever had. The best ever.
At least you didn't not do what you had to do to pass. It could have been worse.
I should mention
critics aren't quite so keen about the scientific value of the test, by the way.
Funnily enough.
I wonder if anyone's actually failed the test. Like, I'm sorry, your DNA seems to have tripped and fallen off the slide that we had under the microscope. We've never seen this before.
Yeah.
Please don't play any sport. Even your DNA is uncoordinated. I think mine had pretty much come back like that.
It dropped and fell on the floor and smashed.
Yeah.
Can't catch to save your life.
You couldn't accuse Stan Walker of being a slacker. His third album in 18 months has hit the shelves. The first single off it has just been the most added song to radio in Australia. He's also recently turned his hand to acting and just landed back in Australia after a New Zealand tour he had to extend. It was so popular. And he's off to a charity event in Hong Kong and some gigs in China. We don't know when he sleeps, but thankfully not right this second because he's on the phone to us. Stan Walker, what keeps you coping with all this frantic pace?
It's been pretty good. Like, I've got like I got an awesome teammate, and my mum is the bomb. She always tells me I should sleep and should do this, and she is right. I'm a bit stubborn, and I'm ADD, so I just keep going and going and going. But like, God's just been awesome to me. I like just you know just continues to bless me and stuff, and so yeah, and just like blessing me with awesome family and awesome friends, and you know my household is cool. They always help me out, and my bro's with me today as I go with all my interviews, and he always helps me out, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, are you eating properly too? While we're being mum for a minute, are you eating properly, Stan?
Well, if we're talking about eating, then better than I was, definitely. No, I've been eating a bit better. I eat a lot. I did have bacon and egg sandwich this morning, but I've been eating my salads. I never used to eat salad before, so that's a new step of faith and a new journey for me, is eating salad.
Mums around Sydney are loving you right now. See, if you eat salad, you can be a rock star like Stan.
Man, it's changed my life, eh? Because I never used to eat salad at all. And so this is like a fully new thing for me. But, you know, I've got to have meat in there. You know, it's got to taste nice because I don't like eating that green stuff. But I'm just making myself love it. And it's been nice. It's been good. Those chicken Caesar salads. Nah.
Yeah, right. Stan, you know, it's been like 18 months only since Michael Bublé was there on our TVs telling you it was like God had kissed your throat. What has been the highlight of this journey for you so far?
Just be able to really just live a reality, like live like the reality of my dream, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And just being able to, like, just the responsibilities that come with it and the blessings and everything. Like, it's so much more than just a singing career or just having my dream, but it's bigger than me, and, like, I get to help other people, and it's cool, eh? Like, it gets challenging sometimes, but, the best thing about this is that, we're moving forward, you know, always moving forward, and just, it's awesome.
What's the story with the acting? Will we see Stan Walker, the movie star, anytime soon?
Yeah, well, I've actually been doing, a little bit of acting. I'm featuring in a film in New Zealand, so we'll be filming at the end of the year, and it's quite a, this role that I'm playing is real, it's an old school, like, you know, it's set in the 70s, and this role is a real role, you know, of real times, and what, like, you know, someone in my culture in this particular time and place went through, and, you know, it's a story about, you know, trials and trying to achieve goals and about a dream that somebody has and kind of losing everything just to get to their dream, and then at the end of it, you know, there's this reconciliation and redemption, you know, in the story, and it's just a cool story. Like, it just portrays, you know, I think people, when they see this, they'll get a little bit of a shock of me doing, you know, this particular role, but this particular role is almost like, if they really want to see a glimpse of kind of where I come from, then it's perfect for people to understand and know, but know that this is me acting, so yeah.
Great. So what's next?
Coming back, and I've been doing a little groundswell. Groundswells are so awesome. It's run by Youth Alive. Youth Alive is a youth movement that is just so awesome. You know, I've been a part of that and doing groundswells all around, you know, New South Wales, and it's just just helping young kids and just kind of showing them, you know, a direction that's, you know, for us has been amazing and incredible, and just being able to, you know, give them another way than just what they're doing and what they're about to do, you know, if it's not good. So it's been cool just working with young kids, and I'm just giving them hope and telling them, you know, that there's an amazing life out there for them. Yeah.
Sam Walker, thanks so much.
Sweeties, thank you so much.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.